Hello, good day everyone, welcome to another episode of the First Pioneers Podcast. This podcast is all about the Pioneer format, and we keep our listeners up to date with what is new, interesting, and powerful in the world of Pioneer. I'm your host, Kevin Finkel, joined here by my co-host.
Hello everybody, it's Ryan. I'm coming at you from the, from Yokohama. I'll just say Yokohama. You guys gotta learn where Yokohama is. It's near Tokyo, okay? Yes.
Alright, but we can take it down a notch. I feel like Tokyo area of Japan was fine.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out. However you want to comfortably introduce yourself. Otherwise, let's have to start introducing you for you.
I mean, it's like New Jersey and New York, right? It's not that hard.
Anyways, if you guys can't tell, we're not being that serious, which usually means that we don't have a guest on for this week. Yeah. It's just the two of us. We get to fool around a little bit, talk about the format, and there's some fun news to talk about. So are we calling this kind of a news episode?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we have our competitive ones, sometimes we got budget, brews. This one's kind of news.
Yeah, like, you know, like part of our spiel is that, you know, we keep you up to date with what is new and interesting in the world of Pioneer, and the world of Pioneer can kind of relate to anything. So, you know, this is related to Pioneer as a whole. Right.
I would say so. Why don't you go ahead and introduce the topic and people can stop being like, what are they talking about?
Yeah, so basically there was an announcement. There's an announcement made by the arena team about a thing called Historic Horizons. And basically what happened was it created a format that can only be played digitally, which breathed new life into Pioneer. And we're going to kind of talk about the, rippling waves, you know, of change that came from this announcement.
Yeah, so let's clarify there why, you know, getting from point A to point C, let's talk about the B there. Is that, so people have been pretty.
Yeah, our third guest, by the way, is Kevin's dogs. So they will appear from time to time during today's podcast.
Hopefully not. They were being good, but got excited about something. Anyway, so what happened really is that when they announced that, hey, they're delaying Pioneer on Arena, it kind of felt like Wizards just giving up. You know, we were really disappointed about it. A lot of people who liked Pioneer were very disappointed because it seemed like they were giving up towards something they had promised, something that we were looking forward to. And it made people be like, oh, well, I guess Historic is like the place to be now. That seems to be what WotC is motioning towards. And then they announced this, and what this is something we had early on said that we really should not be doing. You know, long ago we kind of made an episode and we were talking about like, hey, there's going to be this new format, what are the most important things you can do? And one of the things we said is to make sure that the game is the same in paper and online. And this is gone. It is killed. That these are cards that will never ever be printed in paper, and, you know, can't be printed in paper actually for many of them. So Historic is now something that can only ever be played on Arena. That means that there is kind of a big gap. You know, some people were running Historic in paper. Some people were interested in Historic in paper, and it felt like the place to be. Not only do people feel like this is kind of going to kill Historic a little bit, well, completely kill it in paper, but almost kill it online, just because it kind of takes a lot of wind out of the sails being a format that just can't really have the accessibility for a lot of people.
I don't know who is okay with going out and buying Legacy and Modern staples for your Historic deck, actually. I mean, it just seemed like it was never going to be a inclusive format if it did go to paper. So
even back then, it was, you know, we had those complaints sometimes when they were releasing new cards for Historic that weren't already in, you know, standard sets, that, you know, this makes it more expensive if you want to play it in paper. Like, there's some things that the printings are just not available. Not that it's that accessible to get into Historic on Arena in the first place, but that's kind of a whole nother complaint.
Yeah. That's neither here nor there in today's episode.
So, after people were all of a sudden being like, Pioneers, blah, 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 dead. Like, you know, we were getting a lot of negativity. A lot of it unwarranted, I think. You know, it wasn't it will never be on Arena. It was a, hey, we're delaying it going onto Arena a little bit. But then people are like, wow, this is the worst thing that's happened to Historic. Maybe we really, really, really do need some kind of format that's in between Standard and Modern. You know, you can't just have Standard cards disappear into the void as soon as they rotate out of Standard. You know, that's an important part of people's collections. It's an important part of stores' collections. And, you know,
it sells cards. We've said that before.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's not like, oh, you know, it's a scheme to make stores money, it's, hey, these stores are going out on a limb. They're doing something difficult, especially during COVID, to try and run Magic events, and making it easier for them to put on events and to have a collection of cards that people want to buy, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, like, keeping your standard cards valuable after they rotate is really important. And that's why I think one of the reasons we've always been like, hey, Pioneer, this has to exist. There is not a bridge from Standard to Modern right now. Regardless of whether or not Pioneer lasts, there needs to be something in that spot. So right now, Pioneer makes the most sense by far.
If it evolves into something else later, that's fine, but it is necessary 100% right now.
Yeah, so you would think that with all of these new historic cards being announced, and I will say, I think a lot of the cards are very cool. Even the ones that are online only, mm-hmm. I think there's some very cool ones there. Some of the ones that they're just printing into, you know, stuff from MH2. There's a lot of stuff from Modern Horizons 2 that I just wish would be put into Standard mm-hmm. / Pioneer. Like, you know, a lot of the designs aren't breakable in Modern, mm-hmm. but would be very cool cards to be able to play in a more fair-powered format. So, like, I was a little jealous, but you would think that people would be like, hey, all this stuff in Historic, let's go test Historic. No, people are like, wow, Historic, dead, let's go test some Pioneer.
Yeah.
And it's showing up. People are talking about Pioneer right now. I'm very excited to say it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to do this episode today, is because there's been so much buzz, so much talk, you know, about that. And like you said, you know, going digital means that, you know, Pioneer does have, you know, more growing room now, I would say. People feel safer now. In this last week or two, people are going out and buying cards. I think they're going out and, you know, reading the content and whatever. Like, we've had some of our best weeks as a podcast for the downloads, like, in the last, you know, week or so. It's been great. It's been amazing.
Gosh, I hope you guys listened to our finance episodes. You know, we'd kind of done a thing about building your paper collection.
Yes.
Paper prices are spiking. I was starting to look, and I was like, yeah, I mean, like, I was looking at, you know, I was looked at Is It Phoenix and paper, and the average of their lands, including their basics, is like $10, $11.
Well, I mean, that's Expire Bluff, right? Which is like 30,
well, yeah,
40
but
already.
I mean, it's all of theirs. You know, the Shocks are 6-7.
Yeah.
Here, let me see what else they had.
I mean, that stuff's always like,
where is my?
I mean, in Japan, it's like always like $10 to $12. I think I've told you before, like, the price memory is really slow. Like, it goes down.
It's really tough.
So slowly.
Here, Sulphur Falls is $5.
Okay.
River, you know, the Red Blue Pathway is $5, $6 almost. Fabled Passage is $5, $6, you know.
That's still like half
not
the price.
Cheap.
Still half the price of Japan.
Yes.
But
Steam Vents are like 17.
Dang.
Spire Bluff Canals are like 27.
That's
I don't know what's going on. Yeah. So it's one of the things. Hopefully you guys were listening, because we told you guys to go out and buy some Pioneer cards, and things have spiked, so not a bad time if you were listening.
And if you haven't listened to them yet, go back and listen to them. We did those all recently in the last, 2 months or so?
Yeah, it's not too late, exactly. It's not like it's too late to get into any of these cards or anything.
Yeah, and also, if this is your first episode you're listening to, definitely give a listen to all of our Pioneer 101 episodes as well, that kind of... you know, we have guests on from MTGO that are very good at said deck and kind of explain how to play it and how to play against it. So just a quick promotion before we jump into the deep discussion here.
See, I almost want to talk what's been going on in competitive too, but we'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah.
I don't want to get us too off track. We're already off track, but this is that kind of episode. It's kind of a news and what's going on.
Yeah.
So I'd give us this kind of perfect setup to say that a bunch of new people are talking about Pioneer, and then you brought us off track again. Why don't we go back to that and say who's talking about Pioneer right now, and you know, just kind of shout out some of the names as well as talk about what the effect is having.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be able to say what they said 100% accurately. I can bring them up later if you want me to, but I'm just going to paraphrase for the most part. Big name. So we get a lot of big content creators talking about Pioneer and making Pioneer stuff. I'm just going to give a shout out first to Milan Bayana that we've had on the show before. He just took down mm-hmm. a Mox event, Pioneer Mox event with Gen Citadel. I saw that a couple days back. So congratulations to him, but also, you know, thanks for him to shouting that out, because he's one of the up-and-coming Zoomers, I guess they called him. Zoomer Magic.
Yeah. I don't know if he's part of that specific group that call themselves like Zoomers. That, you know, they brewed up a few.
He's one of the younger ones.
Yeah, definitely.
So he's got a good future with Pioneer. as well as pretty much everything else he plays. But anyways, yeah, that was, I think, kind of nice. Who else would you think made a big impact in the last week or so?
Well, the big one I got excited about first was that Star City Games is giving it some attention. Mm. We had, you know, we were bugging Ross Merriam and Corey Baumeister to go ahead and do some more Versus Live, and they listened to us. They went ahead and did an episode. That filmed on Tuesday. The VOD is out. Certainly by now. So go and watch that if you guys haven't. You know, nice. They're great ambassadors for any kind of format mm-hmm. they play. So you get to see some fun decks. You get to see them having a good time with it. That's a great thing to go ahead and do. You know, we had Jim Davis talking about it not long ago. Mm-hmm. He gave us some positive things. Again, he was talking about how Historic has kind of put it off.
Yeah, his.
But then we're getting other, you know, Dom Harvey for SSG. Released an article about it. We've seen here. I'm literally checking my Twitter because I feel like I've been retweeting everybody.
I mean, I wanted to say the Ross Merriam and Corey Baumeister video on demand was really good because they got to showcase a lot of different decks. I'm glad they didn't play one deck. You know, they played two or three best of threes, I think. And you got to showcase
a
couple things, and I thought that was great. It's not even scratching the surface. It's just a taste of what Pioneer has to offer. There's still so many more decks that people can play. So hopefully that'll get a lot of people interested. And like you said, Dom Harvey was actually talking about Pioneer like a week or two before all of this happening. And he kind of just like, he's like, I don't understand why people aren't talking about Pioneer.
Aren't playing this and stuff.
Yeah. So that was great. That's definitely a positive view of Pioneer. And like you said, Jim Davis as well, his tweet was like, if you have told me a week or two ago that Historic would have saved Pioneer, you know, I wouldn't have believed you, like mm-hmm. that sort of thing. But he kind of put that on the table that, hey guys, we can't play Historic in paper now, let's play Pioneer. All these people have been really perfect. I mean, you can come around as slowly as you want to the fact that Pioneer is a great format and we'll have you no matter what. So don't feel like you need to jump on Pioneer right away. We'd appreciate it if you would, but you know, you're always going to be welcome in the Pioneer format no matter when you pick it up. So I just wanted to give that shout out.
Yeah, I'd say the only thing we want to say is, you know, keep an open mind.
Yeah.
For some reason you're listening to this and you're not a Pioneer listener, or, you know, you've got some friends that are always like, oh man, I'm a Modern player. That Pioneer better not cut in on our,
yeah,
you know, Magic helps Magic. Like, yeah, there's never been a time where one format being good has hurt other formats, really. So support Pioneer even if you're not currently a Pioneer player. That's all we're saying. I wasn't even done though as far as people.
Yeah, you know,
it's been a great week as someone who will not. Whenever there is Pioneer content to be watched, I'm playing it, I'm streaming it, I'm watching it, whatever it is. Jeff Hoagland this morning, he was streaming on Twitch in Pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
Saffron Olive released his video. He had done a league, you know, did a, what do they call
it? Did he White it? Devotion or something? Or was it?
Yeah, he did a Much of Brew. I think it was, I'm trying to remember whose deck list it was. I should be able to see if I pop into here. Here is Darkest Mage's list.
Oh. It was the book one, though, right? I think I saw that.
Yeah, it was the book one. Let me remember how this did. I want to say this was one from a challenge. Is the one that, you know, was running the Fourth Alia's Lancer, pulling things like Ugin and Emrakul. the one with Gisela, the Broken Blade.
That sounds fun. That's my deck.
You know, it was a good episode too. He got to see a few different of the decks in the format.
Cool.
That was perfect. Go ahead and check that out as well. You know, we've tweeted that recently. And as well, you know, I'll give a shout out right now, but I'm sure I'll say it at the end. You know, I had someone this week that I don't think I had seen stream Pioneer before. They gave us a tag when they started streaming, and, you know, I go ahead and retweet them, and I was following that guy. You know, I've been watching probably 6 hours of his Twitch this week. So if you guys are ever streaming Pioneer content, or if you put out a video and you want to tag us on Twitter, we'll go ahead and retweet that. We love to support anyone who's creating Pioneer content, because more Pioneer content helps everybody who likes Pioneer. Mm-hmm.
Another person, Martin Juza, just released a short Pioneer kind of like breakdown of the Bard class deck on Channel Fireball, mm, which is good. So we're getting a nice, how can I say, range of article writers here. You know, we have Channel Fireball, we have Cool Stuff Inc., which is Jim Davis. We got, you know, Dom Harvey, and then SG people, you know, Ross Merriam, and then, of course, Saffron Olive. So this is a really nice, how can I say, good exposure, a wide variety of exposure. I think that Japan will be following in like the next week or so. They're always kind of waiting to see what everybody else in the Magic community is doing. They don't like to really take the lead so much unless it was with, you know, Frontier, but we all know what happened to them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I expected it to start getting really big. I think I've already seen some people retweeting some Japanese stuff, and I know Ishiwata-san, which I follow, I've been following for like years since he played Frontier. He's been tweeting a lot of Pioneer stuff lately as well in the Japanese Twitterverse. So it's moving. It's expanding. Also, I wanted to give a quick shout out to all the people that have been supporting Pioneer recently. They've been going on to these content creators, you know, Twitters and streams and whatnot, and be like, yo, how about some Pioneer, you know? I know there's a couple of people in the Discord that have been doing that. Some people from the other podcast as well. I'm really excited to see.
Yeah, I'm happy to shout out Tyrant Details.
Yeah.
We had asked him if he'd wanted to be on this episode. He was a little busy this week, but he's been a great ambassador on Twitter as well as on, you know, he's in pretty much every Discord I'm in, so I see him all over the place.
And he's on Twitch if anybody wants to give him a view or a couple of views one of these days.
Just a view.
Yes, just one view, and that's all.
One singular view.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyways, let's continue. Let's talk a little bit more. I had a couple questions I wanted to ask you.
You were saying is that, you know, there's all of this groundswell, people talking about the format. What is the next step? What do we need now to push the format
into
the mainstream to get it more popular?
Yeah, so this one I think is kind of a big brain kind of question. How do we further legitimize Pioneer? Like you said, how do we move it forward?
I feel like 100% it's you need events. Events is by far the thing that will make a difference here. So WotC needs to plan events. Mm-hmm. If Star City Games is doing paper events, they've got to have, you know, not just side events, but they've got to have actual events in Pioneer. That 100%, that gets the pros playing it, that gets them creating content for it, and that gets everyone interested in it. So that's what we need, and that's kind of something that we've kind of always said. And if anyone had historic events planned, well, now's your time to go ahead and swap them over to Pioneer and, you know, get people interested.
So, yeah, I totally agree. I think strong local support and community support is the biggest thing, because many people I've heard, like, they want to play, but there's nobody that plays it at their store. And we, you know, there's not going to be a lot of people that have my situation where I have, like, 30 different stores that I can go to in a 30-minute radius. Like, most people only have one LGS in their area, like, in an hour or two away. And if people don't play there, then they don't play. So I'd like to see more LGSs promoting Pioneer. If you're an LGS, or if you think your LGS, you know, might, you know, support Pioneer, definitely talk to your you know, the store owners and stuff. Be like, hey, let's just kind of throw in a couple, you know, casual fun Pioneer events, you know, in the near future and stuff like that. That's where the groundswell is going to continue the most, I think. I don't think we should be leaning on pros too much, because we're not going to have big events during the pandemic. That's still months away. We need to start local. We need to maybe do some mid-range stuff. You know, if your area has, you know, COVID under control, I could see maybe doing like a 1K or something like that. So it's like small to medium events, I think, will be really successful right now, just to kind of, would we say, probe or explore the format?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, it's not really getting better as far as COVID. But yeah, definitely, if you can, small events are great. Anything that you can do to get it locally. We're happy to help if there's any other way that we can, you know, broadcast. If you're looking for people, we've got a lot of Pioneer Discords that we can help link to. Just any way that you can find people in your area. That's a great way to get the local groundswell. And then I'm kind of also focusing on, you know, the online, the broader community, trying to get people on Reddit, on Twitter, on Discord to, you know, get the big events, because those are kind of what brings the most attention to it. Because you could have a great local scene. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to have a great local Frontier scene. That didn't make Frontier any more of a very popular format on a broader scale.
But people enjoyed it as a casual format, so.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, we also did an episode, you know, a few months back about cubing Pioneer. Maybe it was like 2 months ago, I think. But that's another way to help promote and help people explore and enjoy. If people aren't, you know, building a lot of decks, you only have like one or two people playing Pioneer, build a cube and take it to the LGS for people to play. If people don't like, you know, building or constructing decks, then maybe they'll like drafting. So definitely give that a listen and do that. I think this is going to be the great time. You know, we have these small pockets, small groups of people, and there's so many different ways to enjoy Pioneer. It's not, you know, not just competitively. I think another thing that we can do going forward to kind of continue expanding Pioneer is more MTG events and stuff like that. More promotion maybe as well. I mean, what do you think?
I think so, yeah. That's 100%. We just need to see more events.
So that's something kind of that's on Wizards, though, as far as, you know, they have to offer bigger prizes and stuff. If you want the big events, you can do them, but they have to be on MTGO. Like, we're not going to be able to do a GP. And, of course, you know, it has its own issues as well, but I think that's also going to be part of the plan to expand Pioneer going forward.
Yeah, and honestly, SCG has as much power as Wizards in some ways, because I feel like their tournaments are better put on, just hands down. They have better coverage. They've got, you know, they usually have as much popularity. So if they can do Pioneer events, I feel like that will bring as much attention. I really miss watching
Cedric SCG and tournaments. Sullivan and
Sullivan's not going to be.
No, he's not doing
well. He's over on Wizards, but he's not going to be streaming anymore, or not going to be commentating anymore. It sounds like, at least in the current future. I think he's on design or something.
Darn. Sorry, I haven't been following what the pros have been doing at all in like the last 2 years, so.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to a lot of the commentators on that, because I think a lot of them are just going to come into the format totally fresh. Like, what? This is in Pioneer? And it's just going to be like people being shocked, like the first like few tournaments. Like, it's going to seem like a wild format. It's like, no, this is what we've been playing for like the last year and a half.
But you know, especially when a deck comes back from nowhere, like kind of Citadel came back this week hard, and people are just like, oh man, I forgot that card. I love playing that card. And, you know, that happens all the time when you've got coverage and things that people are like, wait, you can play, I don't know, trying to think of a good example. You can play Hardened Scales? Oh my God. You know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, we were saying this before. We just need more people. We had a show, you know, not too far back about optimizing Pioneer, and we said, yeah, there's a lot of decks out there that are still good, but just because we don't have, you know, thousands of people playing them like we do Modern, you know, it's just kind of, we're not sure if there's still competitive, like highly competitive. And now that we have all these people looking at it and playing it, they're like, yeah, this is good. You know, we're going to see this a lot more. I think, you know, this is just a taste. Like, Jund is going to get hated out, and they're going to have, like, two or three more decks. They're going to have this awesome tech, and it's going to be really exciting going forward with Pioneer, I think.
So were we going to talk about that? Because, you know, we keep bringing it up, is that, like, okay, so kind of the big current events, I just want to, you know, go over this, is that recently Jund Citadel came back very hard. Mm-hmm. It took down a lot of the big tournaments in this last weekend. It took down the Mox. There were two of them in the top four, I want to say, and like five in the top 32. Mm-hmm. It, I think, has already gotten hated pretty hard. So it's one of those things where when the format doesn't respect that deck, it's insanely good, but it gets hated very hard. The last time it came up and it was one of the best decks in the format, we were saying, this is one of the best decks in the format. You should probably be playing this. And I think the thing that really killed it is Niv-Mizzet decks hurt it very hard. They've got ways to answer all the cards. They've got lots of Exile Sweepers. They've also got Yasharn, sometimes even main deck, when they're planning for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yasharn was not seeing play prior to this last weekend. Now he's very popular in the Niv lists and is, you know, I've seen three copies between the main and sideboard in some decks. So that kills Citadel.
Yeah, I could see.
I think that the deck is going to get hated. Mm. You know, we've got Martin Porter has been streaming a lot. You know, Harry 13, we've had him on the show. We did a great episode with him on Blue Black. He's been looking at what he wants to play for an upcoming event. And, you know, he's not sure he wants to be on Blue Black. He's not sure he wants to be on Citadel. You know, Niv beats Citadel. Yeah. But kind of what's the next step after that? What beats, you know, now if Niv or Citadel or Omnath decks are going to be huge, kind of what's the step after that, I think, is where people want to be looking. Just a little bit of like a meta update just to keep people on the same page here.
Yeah, I wasn't really looking at the metal too much. I mean, I saw a couple of people posting, like, you know, 5-0s and stuff like that, but other than the Jund news, I haven't really been following, like, what other decks have been getting big. But, so, yeah, was there any other decks you wanted to talk about real quick, you know, while we're on the subject?
You know, that was kind of big ones. I feel like Ascendancy has come back hard. We didn't mention that enough the last time we did a competitive deck, but like that and other Omnath decks can be pretty popular.
Yeah, I saw that too. But yeah, we're just in, like, this is Pioneer Reborn, you know, this is
yeah,
you know,
it's exciting.
without all the broken stuff that we had, you know, first when they first announced it and they just banned like everything that was like a big problem. Now it's a healthy format with really high level games, I think, with a lot of important decision making. And that's one thing that I kind of wanted to say as well, is like people coming from historic, like what can they expect? I think that was like one of my questions. And that is that one of the things that you will find when you play this format is that it kind of rewards like the tight play and stuff like that. It rewards like decision making. So like it's really skill based, and I think that, you know, if you're not sure what to expect coming from historic or any other format, I think that's what you can, you know, look forward to. I mean, is there anything else you want to add to that, or?
No, that's pretty good. I agree completely.
What else? I mean, I had a couple other topics I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of a back and forth topic. I think we got through what we mostly wanted to talk about a little faster than we planned to. So what else do you want to talk about? Anything Pioneer? What's been going on?
Well, here's one thing I wanted to say real quick, is that for the longest time, we've had people bad-mouthing Pioneer or memeing Pioneer. And I wanted to ask you, do you think that after this decision, you know, after the kind of like the validation of Pioneer because of historic going online, will people stop doing that, you think? Are they going to move away? Is it going to be less of a meme now?
We'll see. You know, there's always going to be some salt. I feel like, you know, Magic community is not the most positive towards what other people are doing all the time. So it's hard to say.
I mean, I think I think there's always going to be some people that are going to find a way to detract, because those are the same type of like gatekeepers or salty people, like you said, that, you know, want to just keep everybody to themselves, to that format. You know what I mean? They don't want to have anybody else having any fun. They're the fun gatekeepers. You know what I mean? And I'm just, I don't listen to them anymore. I don't care. I'm doing my own thing. So, but hopefully they will decrease in number, but don't think that they'll disappear completely. Let's see. I had a couple other topics. What else did I wanted to talk about? I did want to take a quick look at the Historic Horizon cards that came out that could be used in Pioneer. Did you have a chance to look through the list that I sent you?
Let me take a look, because I'm interested. So, you know, we've kind of done this in the past when, or at least we were doing this early on, you know, early on when they were looking at the historic stuff that was being released onto historic that wasn't in Pioneer. We were like, ooh, I wonder if this would, you know, if this showed up in Pioneer, what would it do? I would love to do that right now. I have not, you know, I've been watching the cards. Did you send me a list? I don't see that
anymore. I meant the list of cards that are currently in Pioneer that are showing up.
So that's also,
yeah, I sent that.
That's also an interesting.
I sent that in your Discord. It should be in there as a Reddit page, I believe. You can find that link real quick.
I didn't see it.
It's on yours. It's right here. Let me just pin it real quick for you.
My what?
It's in your Discord.
Okay, got it.
Do you see it?
Here we go. I see what you
mean. Yeah, it's like two.
All right, so these are all of the Pioneer legal cards that weren't in Historic previously.
Yes, then now you can.
So basically, what are these doing to help Historic look more like Pioneer, or to help...
Yeah, what
help Arena be more able to play Pioneer.
Yeah, what is it? What does it enable?
I will say the number one thing, you know, how many cards was this Historic Horizon? Like 700 and
something? Like that. And I think we got like 50.
100% that could have been Pioneer.
Yeah.
They could have put Pioneer, like every important card in Pioneer onto Arena with less work than they did to make this set.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have made them as much money, is I'm sure the difference, but I'm not seeing... Well, okay, Thalia's Lieutenant, that's a big one as far as... you know, making the difference
between so those. That'll help human decks out in the future. We have collected company on Arena already, so I think that's getting a lot closer to being viable. Haunted Dead,
I like that.
So
one. Hardened Scales.
For Dredge, I don't think we have Amalgam yet or anything like that, but that's another thing. Yeah, Hardened Scales is another good one. That should be a lot of fun. I think we had a lot of stuff already from Kaladesh Remastered on there. And, you know, we got the Constrictor, we have, it'd be like more of a general, we have Stonequail Serpent in there, we also have Gearhulk, I think. So, yeah, I think it'd be like more of like an old style of scales, but that would be fun to play. What's another one? As a goblin player now, Founder Street Denizen is nice. Early red aggro type card. I really like that. I think Fiery Temper might see some play. So he has some madness cards in there. Return to the Ranks is another one that I think, you know, we don't really have the, Rally of the Ancestors in Arena yet, but that gets us a little bit closer, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So those are a couple cards I'm excited to play. And I actually heard there's a rumor going about that next week, like on the 12th or something, we'll probably be after, you know, we release this, maybe, that they're saying that there's going to be like a big arena announcement again, that perhaps, you know, they'll be releasing more, maybe not more Pioneer cards, but they might be starting a Pioneer Lite option so that you can play Pioneer with all the missing cards, without the missing cards until they release them. Which I think would be a very big deal. Like, you know,
that would be at least close enough to Pioneer where I would have to go on and think about what
it'd be.
Yeah, you know, think about what could be played. Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be like Eldraine Pioneer, like we said, you know, it's like mostly Eldraine.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
I would play that. It would be an interesting it would be an interesting exercise, you know, in like, what's the word you say when you limit yourself to like how many choices you have? Like it'll really reward deck building and being, I don't know, innovative and stuff like that. But it would be it would be a fun casual format, I think. I would play it.
Be curious if there's any important hate cards that aren't in there that would be normally there to help limit some of the silliness.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find this like jumpstart. It's tough to
historic
find.
Historic Horizons?
All of the historic cards. Yeah, I was just going to say, like, are there any Historic Horizons cards? You know, obviously not the ones that you can't print in paper, but that you would like to have seen in Pioneer specifically.
Well, you're going to have to link me because I have no idea what's in the Historic Horizons set.
Let me see if I can find if there's a good
one. Is it on Scryfall, maybe? Yeah, the ongoing previews. They're still not done, so we might actually still get a couple
more. Oh, they're
more.
Not done? Okay. That might be why I haven't been able to find everything yet.
Scryfall's got a good list. Goblin Dark Dwellers, which I always talk up. It's never probably going to be good.
It's been a long time since that was good. Yeah. Yeah.
We can look through the stuff real quick, see if there's anything that kind of sticks out. Seasoned Pyromancer. That would
be powerful.
I mean, that's basically modern though, right? The black red Pyromancer deck that's in there. I'm sure Amit would love to have that card.
Ranger Captain Vios would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another good one. What other things do we have? Yeah, I think Return of the Ranks could be like good in like some kind of
well, we've got Return of the Reigns.
But I'm just saying, I'm not only like Rally Ancestors, but, you know, Aristocrats. Because remember, I'm...
Well, but we have Return of the Reigns. That's in Pioneer.
Isn't Pioneer... But I'm just... Sorry. I meant already on Arena. I was saying Arena, we could probably already play some... Like I said, Rally Ancestors were like a Aristocrats type deck. Sorry, I was trying to sneak in Aristocrats because I was legally obligated to do so.
Okay.
So I guess...
I'm not on the same page.
I only see 44 here, but I guess there's supposed to be a lot more.
Yeah, I don't know why they're missing a bunch of the other cards. I think they're missing all the stuff that was in the other, like Modern Horizons 2, but
there we go.
Legal and historic.
This is all Jumpstart stuff, so that's why I don't see anything.
Yeah, this is all junk. Yeah. Junk.
Modern Horizons 2. Yeah, I have no idea what's in Modern Horizons 2, so.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Then we're talking in circles here. Why don't we? What else do you want to cover in this episode? Otherwise, you know, we can make this a short one, wrap it up here, and get, you know, just start thinking about our next week, which is going to be a fun one, I think.
Is there anything else? I think one more thing I just wanted to talk about real quick maybe is like how will this affect content producers? Like,
hopefully it will get them lots and lots of views because people love Pioneer and everyone wants to hear about it. So you guys should just keep making content.
Yeah.
People will keep showing up to watch it, right?
I think so. Yeah, I would like to see more people talking about it in paper. Or sorry.
Yes.
Talking about building the decks in paper and stuff like that. I'd like to see more people streaming it on MTGO. You know, all this stuff. I really think that in the next few weeks, this will be a really good time to be a content producer. And yes, it will taper off eventually. I think, you know, less people will watch as the buzz dies down. But I think that there'll be a lot more fans that they had before. Because already we had like, I would say, you know, like Claudio and Amit and Martin had like a kind of like a niche following. And I think that they're going to definitely pick up a new people. I know Amit had a couple people on his Ekeros MTG stream that said, hey, you know, I saw your thing on Black Red Pyromancer, and I wanted to, you know, check it out on stream. And same thing happened with Martin the other week. You know, they're like, hey, I saw your, or I listened to your podcast on Black Blue Control. Yeah, Blue Black Control. And, you know, I wanted to check it out. So it's definitely going to be really beneficial to make content for Pioneer in the near future. One last question, though. I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to say, but one last question. We talked about this before when we were like, oh, we're going to get Arena this year. Or sorry, we're going to get Pioneer on Arena this year. With this new announcement, when do you think we're actually going to get a full Pioneer format on Arena? Like, how much does this delay? Because we were thinking maybe next year.
You know, they made the excuse that there's going to be 5 standard sets this year and that messes them up that much. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it should. But, I mean, clearly they can work on 700 and something cards at a time. Mm-hmm. That would be more than enough that it would take to get Pioneer fully functional on Arena. So if we don't have it by this time next year, I will eat, I don't know, a bottle cap or something.
Huh,
I don't
really that's know. Hard. I can see the dog eating a bottle cap, but.
I was just looking around the room.
And I guess sorry. This is kind of a related question then. Would you rather see them come out with continued remastered sets? You know, like Shadows of Innistrad remastered, or I don't know what else were we missing? Return of Ravnica remastered.
That's a tough question. I do feel like Shadows of Innistrad remastered would bridge a big gap. Like, I feel like that's a set that has a lot of the cards that we're currently kind of missing mm-hmm. in order to play Historic or play Pioneer on Arena. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I would rather see them finish out Pioneer and then go back to those. But I feel like that doesn't make them as much money, so they probably won't do it.
So you'd rather see them just make like a huge 700 card Pioneer Horizons type
deal? Yeah, I would rather see a Pioneer Horizons. Yeah,
all
Pioneer
at one Masters, time.
Pioneer Horizons, I mean, whatever you call it.
I would be fine either way. I want to play it as soon as possible, but like I said, I like the deck building, so I wouldn't mind getting just, you know, the Shadows of Innistrad block stuff and then another block after that, because like you said, that'll probably make him more money in the long run.
So you just want Black Cards Horizon?
No, I don't care. But yeah, I think that's good. Today I thought was going to be a short topic. That kind of covered everything I wanted to talk about. I'm really excited to see where the format's going to be going. I want to welcome all the new people, you know, to the podcast as well as, you know, to the Pioneer format as a whole.
Yeah.
I mean, anything else? Any other last words? Or, I mean, not last words, but anything else you want to say on the subject?
Nope. I think that's pretty good.
All right. Well, you want to?
All right. Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and wrap it up? So, guys, we've already shouted out a little bit, but I think if you like this kind of news, if you want to be staying up to touch with everyone that's making Pioneer content, as well as any kind of news coming out about the Pioneer format, the best and only, well, we'll say best because maybe it's not the only place, the by far best place to stay up to date on Pioneer content is by following us at MTG Pioneer on Twitter, the one and only at MTG Pioneer. You can also find a link to our Discord there, which has a lot of great people, great news, great stuff going on.
Yeah, and definitely give us a tag if you're making content. I think you mentioned it earlier, Kevin. You know, if you are releasing a new video or something or a new article, tag us at MTG Pioneer. We will retweet you. Also, you can use the hashtag MTG Pioneer so people can find you more easily as well. Like you said, you got a Discord channel. It should be on our Twitter page. Also, you guys can find me on Twitter at Yoshwenky, YOSCHWENKY. And I don't know, is there anything else we're missing? I think that covers everything, right?
Nope, that sounds like it.
Yeah.
And then we don't have a guest to thank, so we'll thank you guys instead. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully this was entertaining. This gave you a nice update on what's been going on. A little bit on the meta, a little bit on the activity. And if you guys... Well, hey, we kept it short this week, but there's plenty of other Pioneer content out this week. So go ahead and listen to that, and you guys will have some fun things to do. But for now, we are your first Pioneers. We are your go-to source for Pioneer information online. Slinging out.
That was flinging out. Not slinging out. Okay.
Flinging out? Was that it?
I can't remember.
I don't know. We said it on accident 1 week, and we're going to keep saying it until Ryan flies to America and chokes
there
me
we
out.
Go.
Anyways, goodbye, guys.